It is First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network. Don't get hooked. Find tips that might help prevent you from falling for a scam. Find the red flags online at GoFirstBank.com. That is GoFirstBank.com. Duke and Dow with you in studio this morning and learning more about the Star Valley Soccer Club. Registration is open now for a few more weeks. Heading into the middle of August is the deadline. And joining us in studio is Tori Probst. Tori is the board president for the Star Valley Soccer Club. And Jason Call, director of coaching for the soccer club as well. Tori, Jason, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Great.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Sounds like you're doing awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in. Tori, we'll start with you. Kind of talk to us about what the Star Valley Soccer Club is.
Yeah, Star Valley Soccer Club is a competitive soccer group that was started. We're heading into our third season, fall season here, and it was started by a few of us here locally, and it's we're associated with the Wyoming Soccer Association. So that is a state association that helps towns like ours have a soccer club, and we're able to compete against each other in Wyoming and over in Idaho, and it just allows the kids to get more touches on the ball and to compete against others outside of Star Valley.
I remember when you guys organized the club, well, you said 3 years ago now, right? There was this gap. You had the little rec league youth that the towns were doing. And then there was high school soccer, and there was nothing in between. And it sounds like you guys kind of fill that gap right now.
Yeah, we currently do, and we're really excited. The school district is talking about a middle school team now as well, which will help add to that. So hopefully they get traction on that. But yeah, there definitely was a gap. We were actually the only place our size within the state who didn't have a club at the time when we became associated with the Wyoming Soccer Association. So that was fun to be able to kind of pave that way.
Now, Jason, you were among the first people to play on the Star Valley High School soccer program. You were in that first group. Kind of talk to us about your experiences over the years being involved with this, and then now, how do you say this nicely, being a little older now, being part of it is more of an organizational member.
Yeah, so starting out with Star Valley Soccer, just my experience, I played in the rec leagues as a kid. But really walking onto the field my freshman year, it was the first year we had the program at the high school, was a little eye-opening, to say the least. And the coaches were trying to figure out where do I put these kids? What positions do they play? They ask us, and we're like, we don't know. It was kind of an adventure those first couple of years. And definitely with the establishment of this club, we're starting to see these kids have success early now. Adam Isaacson and I were able to coach one team this spring, and we saw success with wins over teams from Pocatello, and close games with Idaho Falls, teams that 10, 15 years ago we didn't even dream of competing with, and now these teams are doing really well. Was it a U11 team that competed in the Idaho Falls tournament and took second in the tournament? There were teams from all over the state of Idaho playing in that. I think a couple from Montana even. So we're really seeing a vast improvement in the skill of our soccer teams right now.
Very cool. So you're seeing growth, you're seeing development. How many kids have you had involved recently, and what age group are you looking for, Jason?
So for the fall, we have a U16 team. For a high school age, if they're not playing fall sports, they can come join us in the club. And then we go all the way down to U10. And U just means under. So if you turn 10 that year, that's the team you're on. I know the state's maybe talking about changing the rules to go to grade levels, but we're not sure if that's going to happen yet or not. So that's where we're looking. The more teams we have registered, the more kids we have registered, the more teams we put together. And this last season, we were able to do a girls team and a boys team in each age group, which was awesome.
Tori, talk to us about, maybe people are hearing this for the first time. Maybe they're listening and going, oh, I didn't know this was here. How can I get my kids involved? Talk to us about maybe some of the organizational elements of this and how people can be a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a website, StarValleySoccerClub.org. You can register on there. Registration's open. It opened on the 6th, and it's through July 20th is when it will close. And we also are active on social media, Facebook and Instagram. You can look us up at Star Valley Soccer Club. And we try to get the word out just through flyers. We were part of the parades, so we also like word of mouth. So if you're hearing this and know somebody who wants to be involved, we'd be happy to have them register. I would also mention that, as Jason mentioned, in the fall we are able to have those high school teams, and so it just gives those high school players more touches on the ball. In the spring they are playing with the high school, obviously, so we have about 6 teams in the spring, and then it goes up to 8 in the fall with those high schoolers. So even high schoolers, we're happy to have them, and they're able to go and they compete against Jackson, Rock Springs, Evanston. They are able to do some tournaments, and so just in the off season they're able to get some touches on the ball. So yeah, StarValleySoccerClub.org. You can go on the website, you'll see on their registration, and click on that. I also mentioned that when we started this, we were able to get a grant that we had applied for through the Wyoming Soccer Association that helps with scholarships. So I know people don't love asking for scholarships, but we really want everybody to be able to play, and we don't want the financial burden to be a barrier for anybody. So we have a lot of money set aside from that grant just to allow people to play.
Tori Probst and Jason Collins studio during First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday this morning. What does this season consist of then, Tori, when someone signs up? What kind of commitments are they making, and what do you guys do?
Yeah, great question. So our fall season, which we're going into, will start mid-August, and it'll go through mid-October. And it typically, our games, we're a part of what's called the Snake River League, which is an Idaho Falls league. And so we compete against teams all over Idaho, as Jason mentioned, Idaho Falls, Pocatello, Rexburg, Rigby, all the way up until Driggs, Victor, Jackson's part of it as well. So it typically, we have 2 games on a Saturday, and it's either every Saturday, every other Saturday. We head down to Idaho Falls, and those teams play 2 games on that Saturday. We also try to get the teams, if they're wanting to, and the kids and the families are willing, to get to a tournament each season. And so that could be close by. Last fall we did a tournament in Rock Springs, so we were able to get some competition with the Wyoming teams. And as Jason mentioned, this last spring some of our teams were able to do that tournament in Idaho Falls.
So Jason, we all know summertime is development time for teams and kids that want to get better and things like that. What are some things that you feel like the soccer club can help kids do over the course of their summer? Because it's obviously jam-packed. You've got a bunch of kids of your own. But what are some things that you feel like the soccer club does and can do to help people, you know, utilize some of their time during what is quote-unquote the off-season?
So number one thing is the season for soccer in Star Valley is a lot shorter than everywhere else. We're no stranger to I don't even want to say the S word right now, but the snow makes soccer hard. Okay, so in the summertime, it's really nice because we have a great, I don't want to call them a collection of coaches, but a lot of adults in our area that are experienced in soccer and know the game really well and are able to guide these kids into what they need to be doing. We've been able to see development, but really it's the step up in competition during the season. And you think these kids playing against each other in City League is great. Any touch on the ball is great. But now we're getting experience against teams that have kids that have been playing since they were 5 or 6. And it's only helping us. And it's been really good. I'm really excited to see what this program does in the next couple of years for our high school program.
That's Tori Probst, board president for the Star Valley Soccer Club. Jason Call, director of coaching. You can learn more and register at StarValleySoccerClub.org. Registration deadline is coming up in just a couple of weeks, so StarValleySoccerClub.org. Just final question. I'll give you both a chance to answer it. Jason, we'll start with you, and Tori, we'll conclude with you. Obviously, this is a passion for you. You're volunteering your time. You're putting in a lot of work, a lot of hours behind the scenes to make this whole thing fly. Why? I mean, why is this so important to you guys? Jason, we'll start with you, and Tori, let you finish it up.
It's just something that I feel gives our kids more opportunity to participate. I've got three boys that are growing up, and one of them really likes sports, and one of them kind of likes sports, and the other one's not old enough to decide yet. But the one thing we've been able to find in common is they all like soccer. So it's giving them an opportunity to participate in something in our community that wasn't previously there before. And I love to see the growth in the development of our programs.
Similar to what Jason mentioned, I have four boys as well, and this really came about with my two middles. I did not grow up playing soccer, didn't have much exposure to soccer. I will not say that I'm a soccer expert by any means, but it was really a passion of theirs, and we were actually making the trek up to Jackson for them to play club up there, and so got together with the Ronigers locally and were able to establish that club here, and I have loved being part of the growth throughout the valley, and not only seeing my own children, but really all of the kids participating. And as Jason mentioned, growing the program and really seeing that success. We serve about 80 kids per season, and just seeing all of their success in this program is great. It's giving them an opportunity and avenue to compete at a higher level and just really refine their skills in a sport that was newer to Star Valley It's really growing. So excited to be part of that, and would agree that this is run solely off of volunteers, and we do have a board that is, they're 2-year terms. Anybody who is a member or a coach can apply to be on the board, and we have some spots opening up at the end of this month. And so if people sign up, we will ask if they want to participate. And I love that diversity, that anyone can be part of the board, anybody can have a say and really move this program in the direction that they want to see. So kudos to all of the board members that we currently have and all those interested in the future. We're really excited about the program and the continued growth of it.
StarValleySoccerClub.org. Registration open now. July 20th is the registration deadline. Find all the details at StarValleySoccerClub.org. Tori Probst and Jason Call in studio today for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Wish you the best of luck with the Star Valley Soccer Club.
Thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on SVI Radio.